Good morning. Today is Friday, November the 20th. Didn't lose your name. That was funny. Oh, obviously, we don't have a studio cam, but when I started doing the introduction, Damien, who runs the board and is the guy for the commercials and the program, joins. He's looking around frantically, like, is this the right day? Is this the right place? Is this my home? Oh, boy. It's the 325th day of the new year. Joining us this morning from the Arcata Police Department, Lieutenant Ryan Peterson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I like the color you're wearing today, dude.
Oh, thank you. We coordinated.
Yeah, well, we missed on the hues, but we got the general part of the color wheel the same. Our quote this morning comes from Carlos Fuentes. Quote, writing is a struggle against silence. I would suggest we could also substitute law enforcement.
I believe
is a struggle against silence also.
I agree.
Yeah. Cool stuff. This morning we're talking about a couple of different things. He wants to talk about volunteer programs. I want to talk about how police react in a fire situation. How the two coordinate. We've heard that from the fire guys. I don't think in the 34 years I've ever asked the police guy. So we'll get changing perspectives on that one also. Talk Shop this morning presented by Redek and by CDH Painting. Ryan, the concept of responding to a medical aid is pretty straight up. I mean, you guys are there first times a lot of time.
Correct.
You know, because it's a car crash. Everybody shows up, bang, there we go. That's pretty straight, pretty cut and dry. But with some of these grows that are going on and then the treatment of that, whether it's a meth lab or whether it's something different like these hash things that are going off. I think we had another one yesterday afternoon in Eureka. It's like, okay, so if you guys are the first ones or you're in the neighborhood, boom, it goes, particularly in Arcata because you got the volunteer segment going on too with fire. You guys are the first guys there. Okay, there's flames coming up out of, let's say, the garage. Let's make it as blatant as we can. Couple cars around, you see somebody running away as you pull up. About as cut and dry as you can get. What do you guys train the cops to do in that situation?
Well, there's a couple different things. You know, first, just to clarify, and you know, for the city of Arcata and the Arcata Fire Department, we've had a really strong working relationship, and Arcata Fire District, so their boundaries are much different than the city limits of Arcata, but we over the years have had just an awesome working relationship with them, and so I feel like we really understand each other's roles when it comes to medical aids, car accidents, fires, and of course we've had a lot of experience with marijuana grows, you know, marijuana grow fires, things like that.
The preceding PC announcement has been presented by APD. All right. You're clear.
Okay. So a great group of people in the Arcata Fire Department. And, you know, as far as the police response to something like that, you know, the first thing that we want to do is really ensure the safety of the officers that are going there, because they're not fire personnel. We don't have the fire equipment. We don't have the ability to protect ourselves in something like that.
So while he's protecting himself, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:24. Everything's all covered up that ought to be covered up, so we're back. With Ryan Peterson out of Arcata Police Department. So, Ryan, when you guys respond or you're on the scene of something and you know you know the fire guys are going to be there, whether it's medical aid or whether it's a fire of some situation. Do you guys just kind of try to control the scene so that nothing goofy happens?
Yes. And, you know,
and that's a technical word, I know, goofy.
Goofy, yeah.
Yeah.
And they can get really goofy. You know, you got to understand when you go to some of these scenes like a hash lab explosion, you know, a fire, it is very hectic. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces. And most times, law enforcement is there first because they're out and about and able to respond very quickly. So, you know, the rule of thumb is that, you know, cops don't go into burning buildings because they don't have the equipment to survive that. But they do everything they can to save people, protect lives, contain the scene, and really direct in resources. So, you know, the cops are there. They got eyes on the scene, and they can start directing in resources, including fire, ambulance, additional police officers.
Yeah, like eyes on site and just talking to dispatch kind of thing?
Exactly. And, you know, and start doing the things they need to do based upon the scenario. So are there suspects that are fleeing? Well, they need to try to detain them. Are there people that need immediate medical assistance that we can provide that level of assistance to? And a lot of times what we have in a hash lab explosion are burn victims, which is really difficult to deal with, very problematic. And from my own personal experience, having been to a few of these in Arcata, that is usually what you have. You have extreme burns on one or more people, and you're trying to get medical there as quickly as possible to deal with that.
When a scenario like that plays out, you get 2-3 minutes, you're on your own? 4 minutes before ambulance guys show up?
It depends where you're at. You know, if
you're across the street from the fire station.
Right. You know, Arcata, we're pretty lucky. You know, the fire and medical get there really quick. They're very responsive. Geographically, it works out well. If you're out in the county and you're out in who knows where and you're waiting for fire or medical to show up, you might be there for a while. So one of the reasons I like working on Arcata is that you have usually pretty quick assistance from medical.
You don't get too you got a short leash.
Right. Yeah. We are trained to do first responder, you know, CPR, all of that stuff, and I think and we do have to do that, but more often than not we have medical teams that get there very quickly and can do that so that we can then go do our job.
So you might almost be doing a little bit of preliminary staging or clearing places so when the guys show up they're able to get access, like if somebody's too close to a fire hydrant or something like that.
Exactly.
You hustle them out so that the truck can get there.
Right. You know, there's a whole principle behind managing a complex scene, and it's using what's called the incident command system, and really you're establishing a hierarchy, you know, who's going to be in charge of this, and then start working your way down, and you know who's going to be on the operational component, who's going to be dealing with medical, who's going to be dealing with the criminal element, all the while trying to deal with this immediately unfolding incident that there's hysteria, there's injuries, and you're just trying to figure this out. And it's just one of the complexities of law enforcement, of public safety, and, you know, which makes it difficult and interesting all at the same time.
So how do you train for something like that? Do you go with the fire guys when they're doing some of their training? Do you guys have a different focus on your training? Maybe the chief comes over and watches and makes sure that, you know, everything is kind of jiving together. Do the two chiefs get together and tabletop it? I mean, at what level do you guys kind of work together so you're familiar with their language and they know that you're doing what is beneficial for them once they get on scene?
Right. You know, with with our relationship with Arcata Fire, which, I had said was really good, we do have, we have liaison meetings once a month where our command staff all get together and we talk about stuff. And we coordinate and plan training. And, you know, the fire department is typically better at doing drills and conducting exercises, and they do a lot up at Humboldt State. A lot they do a lot of fire drills and things like that, and we try to participate in those because that's where we really get to understand this incident command system structure. And when you have an event, which being on the North Coast, you know, we're you know, we have the earthquake component, the tsunami component, all these things, where it is a multi-agency response. It's fire, it's law, it's medical. You know, how do we all integrate and work together to save lives?
And, well, I would think it's even more critical than just the normal, because you guys may be hustling down to Ferndale. Okay, and their structure may be entirely different, but if everybody's coming from the same chapter in the book of the incident command and how it layers out, now you guys are, you may not be wearing red, okay. You know, you're still wearing orange, so to speak, you know, mm-hmm. when you show up, but then everybody's pulling in the same direction.
And that's really, the doctrine is just that, is that if I had to go, or Arcata PD had to go down to Ferndale and work with either Ferndale Police Department or the Ferndale Fire Department, we could do that seamlessly. And vice versa. You know, if we had something happen that required agencies coming from all over the place, and maybe not just Humboldt County, is that everybody understands the same thing. And, you know, right now we're working on, you know, one of the kind of hot topic issues, and it's really important, is with these events that are happening in active shooter, you know, the incident up in Roseburg, Oregon, and there was the incident down in the Merced College. How do we effectively respond to that sort of situation?
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Peterson, lieutenant in the Arcata Police Department. Ryan, some of the different, how do they say it? I don't know if it's law and order or if it, you know, ripped from the from today's headlines. There's been a lot of weird things going on. I don't want to consider if ISIS decided they want to take out Humboldt County. Okay. Yeah. Talk about a stupid move.
Right.
You know, I mean, you got the funny color bridge down south. If you're going to do something,
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have some of the things that are going on, like with Umpqua Community College. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nobody would have thought. Roseburg?
Right.
Okay. Like Columbine, like some of these others that are small town dysfunctionals. I know the schools are fired up about that stuff, trying to figure it out. Do the local police departments, are you guys as ready to respond if there was something goofy? Shots reported. Who knows what it really is, but shots reported at Arcata High. What happens then?
Well, we are ready. You know,
or at Humboldt State, let's make it a little bit easier.
Okay. Well, you know, post Columbine, a lot of things changed, and law enforcement nationally really changed their tactics and approach to situations like that. And it has been an ever evolving topic, and it continues to evolve. So yes, we are ready, and we are getting better every day. You know, we don't like to think about that. I mean, it's a horrible topic, and it's frightening, and you know, you wish and hope nothing like that ever happens. But as we've seen in the headlines, it's a reality, and we need to be prepared in this area for some event like that. And
because I would think more than likely in our area it's going to be drug related. Okay, but that still can play out at a high school. That still can play out at the university. That still can play out in one of our theaters or retail centers or. So
right.
The setting is there.
Yeah. And, you know, in a lot of these cases, you know, mental health is an issue.
Got that covered. Check.
And so, that's a national crisis, or, you know, the mental health issues. And, you know, we have people that, are capable of making bad decisions. And so what we need to do is be prepared to respond to those kinds of situations. So we are getting better, and we're developing more robust response plans to a wide variety of different situations.
So if we were doing the 1 to 10 scale, 10 being perfect and 1 being, where do you think we are regarding this concept right now?
I think that we are on a 7-8, on the verge of going to a 10.
Oh, really? That far along? And that tight?
I feel confident about it. We're working on there has been some changes in – there has been an assembly bill that was passed in the state of California that put some additional mandates on public safety response to any kind of an active shooter or a criminal multi-casualty situation. And really what it is developing a better response, an immediate response from both police, fire, and medical, so that you are going in and dealing with the threat at the same time providing medical assistance and extraction for any potential victims.
How much of that is keeping the community doing what the community should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing during an event like that?
You know, that is it's part of the planning process, because what happens is that you have people that self-respond or put some responsibility on themselves that is not within their scope.
Well, the parent response is going to be right. The first one, or teachers wanting to help out, right. Yeah, that kind of thing, not necessarily the neighbor across the street, but then right. You throw them in too. Right. I mean, there's a bunch of different sources and avenues where people with trying to do the right thing, mm-hmm. I would think, could really muck things up.
It can. You know, you got to, again, when we talk about the hash labs, you know, you have a lot of moving parts in a very complex, dynamic situation. And you have, you know, law officers who are trying to go there and assess what's going on. And when you have a lot of people running around, you're trying to figure out, okay, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, who's hurt, who's not hurt. And it just really creates a very fascinating and difficult dynamic. And, you know, we obviously do a lot of training with Humboldt State, and, you know, it's a large campus, a lot of students and faculty. And so you start thinking about that kind of scenario, what happens up there, or any of our other schools, or a business, or, you know, even something out in the outdoor area like the plaza. And so,
or the ballpark.
And so when in planning and preparing and developing these plans and training, you don't limit it to just, okay, it's easy to say an active shooter at a school. In reality, the sky's the limit, and we have to be prepared. And, you know, don't want to be a bleak thing. It should be a really positive thing. And it's we want to work cooperatively with all the schools, the school administrators. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do. There's a long road ahead, but as far as we are doing, and we call it the North Bay Working Group, and that's Arcata Police, Arcata Fire, Humboldt State University, North Coast EMS, and Arcata Ambulance, we're working as a collaborative group in developing this plan. And we're hoping that when we get this plan done, and we're actually hoping that it's done by the first of the year, is that we can share that with other local agencies and just show them what we have. And if we can all start working together, not just in this North Bay group, but on an entire Humboldt County group, and say, if something happens, we all know how to work, you know, cooperatively together and go in and save lives. It's all about saving lives. It's 100% saving lives, and that's what we want to do.
KINS, News and Information Times, 842. We'll be back with more from Ryan Peterson.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Peterson out of our, I could say APD.
Yeah,
APD. So I didn't say AP Andy. So if somebody wants to get involved or know a little bit more about this, is it to the point yet, Ryan, where you're looking for community knowledge or understanding or input on this plan? Or is this something we probably ought to just wait until it kind of ferments and develops a little bit more, and then when you roll it out to the community so that we better react in those situations also? I mean, you don't want parents storming the high school.
Right. No, we want to be able to finish it and then implement it with our staff and train our staff. That's really a really important component of this whole thing is that, you know, it's one thing to have a manual or a plan that sits on a shelf. It's another thing to have a plan that you actually know how to use and people are well versed in it. And so that's obviously a big component of this.
So how long will it take? Document is done. First meeting is tomorrow. 6 months?
No, less than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because a lot of the concepts that we already talked about, this incident command structure. So these are concepts that are already, well understood by law and fire. And so it's just making it all work within that structure. And, you know, there's just a lot of tactics and, different kinds of terminology and things like that. And really working that continued partnership with the other entities, the fire and the medical.
You've been there more than a couple of rodeos.
I've been there 16 years.
Is the communication getting better, or is it good and just the channels are being maintained? It's always intriguing for me. New guy comes on board and they go, and we're talking together so much better now. And that's what, has been parroted for the last 50 years.
Right.
Is this just keeping the channels of communication open in another area?
Yes, and department heads come and go. There's a new chief now up at Humboldt State University, and so we're working on our communications and working relationship with them, Arcata Fire, and it has ups and downs, but generally is really, really good. And we realize, being a small agency, that we have to have these partners. We're not big enough to be doing this all on our own.
You're too small to have an attitude when you go out in the playground?
That's right.
Yeah. You're going to be sharing the sandbox whether you want to or not.
That's right.
Get a grip. Oh, well, that sounds like cool stuff. Hopefully the next couple of days as we roll through Thanksgiving will be really calm and all your guys will be able to stay at home as much as they possibly can.
That's what we hope. We just want, we're looking for people to be safe and be happy and hopefully.
And don't do a lab.
That's right.
Make it simple.
Just avoid that.
Thanks for coming by. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.